Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This week is Irish Farmers Association 12th Annual Farm Safety Week. And while preventing accidents is obviously key, avoiding injury and staying active can often be just as important in farming as in any job, I suppose. Farming is a physical job. Injuries have a serious impact on farmers and their income given the nature of the work. They're also not a group that are renowned for resting and taking it easy. Joining me now, physiotherapist Jenny Branigan and Laura Tully, the movement mentor, founder and facilitator of Fit Farmers. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Laura.
Good morning.
Tell me about the project Fit Farmers. What do you do?
My background is a nurse for the last 25 years, and I suppose I've taken that background and I go out into communities and work with farmers in their local area, and I deliver a six-week lifestyle intervention. So I educate them about how to look after themselves better, and I motivate them to move in the right way, to farm sustainably and to improve their health. So it's essentially a series of workshops and then workouts as well. Great outcomes and really kind of good peer support and connectivity as well.
And what's the thing that you find yourself most commonly correcting?
I suppose musculoskeletal impact. Looking back at my stats, having worked now with nearly 250 farmers, about 60% of them, in line with national stats, are complaining of aches and pains, injuries, back pain being the big one, hip and knee issues, neck and shoulder issues, kind of stiffness, inflammation. And I suppose the treatment for that is going to be the correct and proper movement. So, you know, physical activity for that. But yeah, it's impacting their work, it's impacting their sleep, it's impacting their mood, and then obviously their ability to farm efficiently and safely.
Jenny, I suppose the difficulty for farmers is that they can find themselves sitting in the one place, particularly at this time of year when they're cutting silage, sitting in the tractor for many, many hours at a time, getting stiff, and then they have to suddenly jump down and engage in a flurry of activity.
That's exactly it. And we would always be recommending in any job that people would be changing their position regularly. But unfortunately for the farmers, if you have to stay in that position for a long period, it makes it very difficult because you can't keep jumping in and out every 20 or 30 minutes the way you would recommend for an office-based, sitting-based worker. But the other thing that I have found, I worked in NACE for 4 years, and what I used to find was that farmers would be very poor at prioritising their own care. So they'd look after themselves when it was very painful and acute, where they really had no option but to come in and see you. But as soon as the acute phase would pass, you'd be getting excuses then as to why they can't come in. You know, the yows would be lambing, or, you know, it's an intensive period of time on the farm, and suddenly they would be down their own priority list because they had to just get in there and keep going. And that's one of the difficulties too with dealing with these injuries.
She's absolutely right there, isn't she, Laura? You're not going to persuade any farmer in the middle of calving or lambing to go and take, you know, 20 or 30 minutes for gentle stretching exercises.
You'd be surprised what I can do down here.
Yeah, well done, Laura.
The thing is, you know, I've found that there's a ripple effect and a culture change. So farmers who have been prioritising taking that simple 30 minutes out of 168 hours in the week for themselves, they start to feel and see the benefit in their body and their mind. And they tell other farmers about it. And I do see, 5 years doing this now, there is a cultural shift amongst farmers where, yes, like Jenny, I was once seeing them coming in to the general practice only when they just were unfit to continue. Whereas now I am starting to see a ripple effect, and it's a really positive thing to talk about this morning. And I think if any farmers are listening, just down tools for 30 minutes. It's not a huge ask. And, you know, no one will be judging you for stepping away from the farm and taking a bit of time for yourself, because the outcomes are going to be vast. Mm. You're going to be farming more for longer. You're going to have a mental health boost. You're going to reduce the pain and the inflammation. It's going to have an overall aim maybe of, you know, improving your cardiovascular health. It might aid your weight loss and, you know, blood glucose control. So it's a win-win. And, you know, the old adage that movement is medicine and prevention is better than cure really ring true for this. So I hope that some farmers listening today will start to put themselves first.
Okay, Jenny, let's do some top tips here if we can. Farming involves an awful lot of repetitive activity, like let's just imagine trying to move 20 bags of 20 kilo feed bags from one place to another. You can only do that the same way and encourage some kind of a repetitive strain. What should they do?
Yeah, so again, if you look at kind of the year and the season that you have, it's about trying to plan ahead. And it's about thinking about, well, in previous times, this caused me, for example, to have a right shoulder pain because I had to do that repetitive movement. So in the downtime, what you would be aiming to do then is to actually build up the strength of that particular area, like a pre-season before an athlete season, where you're actually trying to address these problems that you've previously had before they become another problem in another year. So you're looking at trying to plan ahead. Also, you need to look at what available resources do you have. Are you maximizing the equipment that you could have? You know, instead of carrying those heavy bags, are you using a wheelbarrow? Are you using trolleys? Looking at your yard, making sure you have the proper equipment, non-slip footwear, making sure it's nice and tidy. You know, if you're out in all weather conditions and you fall over something or even an uneven surface that you're walking on, that can cause a problem for older knees. So it's about looking and planning and just taking that bit of time to try and make sure that anything that's previously been a problem, that you try and address it before it becomes a problem again.
And doing the right kind of exercising and strength building, because very often you can think you're doing yourself a favour, but you're actually making things worse.
Absolutely. And it's important to note as well the age profile of farmers. Like the CSO report in 2020 showed that a third of farm holders were over the age of 65 compared to a fifth back in 1991. So with an older age profile, you have to be thinking about the strength, the lean muscle mass maintenance, but also the balance reactions. And again, if you're working in all conditions, sometimes in, you know, sort of refined spaces, and if you're working with animals that are unpredictable, you need to make sure that you're thinking about those strength and balance reactions as well.
What works best, Laura?
Yeah, I find giving farmers a prescription for medicine. So I'm saying very basic things that can be done on the farm or near the farm. Certainly, you know, getting them out for movement, something as simple as walking briskly, going to social dancing, jiving, whatever their interest is. And then, like Jenny said, that muscle strengthening two or more days. So like my program would be called a Fit Sticks for Farmers, where we're doing very functional, simple functional fitness exercises. So simple things like standing on one leg, working on lower limb strength, getting your balance, your flexibility, your stamina. Would you believe I've even had farmers doing Pilates and all kinds down here in Roscommon? But, you know, that strengthening and that muscle building is going to be an anti-aging tool for anyone. You don't need to be a farmer to start working on that. And I think keeping it simple, starting gradually, building it up, not being overwhelmed with it, and start today and be consistent. So, you know, if you're only going to do 5 minutes today, build on it next week, it's 10, and work up. And I suppose I'd say to farmers, particularly this time of the year and it being Farm Safety Week, there are loads and loads of events and initiatives running. And don't be shy about signing up to them, or if you're attending an agri show, or, you know, you're at a farm safety event this week, give 10 minutes of your time to that, because it could be the best time spent where you're going to find a little tip, a little tool that you can take home to the farm with you.
But Jenny, for those that were not going to be able to persuade to head off to the Pilates studio, doing the simple thing like Laura suggests there of just standing on one leg for a while, that has all kinds of benefit for your core, for your thighs and for your sense of balance as well.
Absolutely. So 10-second test, just standing on one leg, no shoes, make sure that you're standing in your bare feet and close your eyes. Can you do 10 seconds? That's super easy. And if you can't do the 10 seconds, then you can easily practice it every day until you can get to that point. Stand on that one leg and brush your teeth every night, and that'll get that balance practice in. Thinking about your lower limb, again, for an older population, the strength in the lower limbs starts to reduce quicker than the strength in the upper limbs. So thinking about a sit-to-stand exercise in your chair with without using your arms. So standing up and out of your chair and sitting back down again, how many of those can you do in 30 seconds?
If you can do that, then do it from the ground.
Well, no, from a chair I'm talking about.
I know, but if you can do it from a chair easily, then do it from the ground and see how good you are. What about back pain?
So with back pain, again, a very common problem with farmers. Again, what you need to be looking at is, are you moving sufficiently? Are you changing your position every 30 to 40 minutes, as we would advise? Are you making sure that you're getting some actual movement, exercise in, going for a walk to try and recover from your day, going to actually, like Laura mentioned, jiving and dancing, other forms of activity, so that your movement is not just what you're doing on the farmyard, it's actually other things as well. So you're challenging your body outside of that normal comfort zone of movement.
Jenny Branigan, chartered physiotherapist from Total Physio Sandy for Dublin, thank you. And Laura Tully, the movement mentor, founder and facilitator of Fit Farmers. That is all that we have time for today. The programme was produced by the series producer, Niamh Lyons, researcher, A.B. Philbin-Bowman, broadcast coordinator, Jarlath Hollan, and on sound, Chris O'Connor. Now, from our Galway studios, here's Louise.